Mm-hmm. This, and then it needs to be on high heat. Oh no, did I already add that? These virility potions and how popular they're getting are ridiculous. I barely have time for myself anymore. Let's see. And oh no, I still have some. Okay. One of these, and then we stir. Oh shit. Oh, of course. I would be out of that. Oh, and on today of all days. I hate interrupting him when he has so much paperwork, but needs must, and the apothecary doesn't get stocked by itself, so I guess we're gonna go have to ask him. I don't know anywhere else I would get that right now. I don't even want to think about that. All right, I guess we go ask. Hello? Are you in? There you are. How's your day going? Yes, I know you're busy, but do you have a few minutes to spare? Is it alright if I sit on your lap? I missed you today, Daddy. It looks like you're up to your nose in parchment. I hope work's going well. Me? I've just been busy working on potions all day. Of course. You know, I was doing what you told me to do, what my instructions were to do. So easily you forget. Oh, nothing. I just wanted to come say hello. Why do you always think that I need something when I interrupt you? It isn't always like that. Except, it is kind of like that today. I'm sorry, Daddy, but you see, I'm out of something and you need virility potions for the apothecary and, well, I'm out of one really extra special ingredient. That's right. Come. It's so hard to come by. So, I was thinking that maybe you could help me. These have been flying off the shelves, and you know that when that happens, you're making lots of money. So, what do you say? Could you maybe spare 5 minutes? Or, I mean, you can just keep working. All I need to do is get on my knees, get below the desk, and I can blow you while you work, if you want. I only need this much, just this vial. It's eensy-weensy. So, just a little bit. Daddy, please. If I don't get this finished, then they won't have any more on Monday. Oh, well, I didn't make any yesterday. Don't be mad at me. I had other things that I needed to do. So, yes, I've waited till the last minute, but I'm sure I can make it up to you. No, I have been doing what I was supposed to do. Fine. Yes, I'll bend over the desk. Only because I know this gets you hard, and then you're more likely to give me what I want. Nothing. Is this where you wanted me? Yes, I'll count them, Daddy. One, two, three. I'm sorry. There were other things that I wanted to do on Saturday to make potions. 4. 5. Oh, please, I understand. 6. I guess this means you're probably not mad at me anymore. Well, I was thinking, if you're over it, then maybe you could help me and I could help you. Don't be silly. I can see how hard you are. Every time you spank me, no matter if it's 1 or 2, this always happens. So, why don't we just help each other out? Do each other a couple favors, and then I'll go back to making potions. I'll leave you to do whatever you're doing, and I won't bother you again for the rest of the day. I mean, unless you don't want me to. Let me just, get on my knees. You know how much I like getting on my knees in front of you, Daddy. And it looks like you're painfully hard. If I didn't know any better, I'd say you've been this way for ages. It's like you knew I was gonna come and talk to you. Will you take it out for me, please? I really want to see it. I really want to put my mouth on it more like it. It looks so good. Can I please put my mouth on it? Please? Oh, yes. I promise I'll be a good girl. I won't wait till things are almost ran out next time. Now, please. Please let me put my mouth on it. Thank you, Daddy. You know, I didn't think you could get any harder, but every time I suck your cock, you're just, you throb and get even harder than I thought you could. If I didn't know any better, I'd say you're buying virility potions just to keep up with me and give me a run for my money. Sucking your cock, Daddy. It's almost worth having extra work just so I could come in here and do this. Are you gonna come for me, Daddy? Are you gonna give me the ingredient I need for my potion? Hey, what are you doing? Put me down. Daddy, no. We can't. I need your comfort, my potion, not inside me. I can't say no when you do things like this. What? Of course I'm not wearing panties. You would have known that if you would have actually taken the time to pull my skirt up to spank me. Now who's being lazy? Ow! I'm sorry, Daddy. I was just kidding. But I really did need your cum for my potion. But... Well, of course I'm not gonna say no. Thinking about you coming inside me just makes me so feral. You know how much I like it when you come deep inside me, Daddy. Yeah. You wanna come inside me? I promise. Promise I'll be a good girl. Please. You got me so wet. First you spank me, then you chastise me, and then you choke me and throw me up on your desk. And I really need you to put your cock inside me now. Here. Get between my legs. I like it when you fuck me against your desk. Yeah. Can you feel how wet I am for you? Yes, please. Really? Yes, Daddy, you're right. This is much better than collecting your cum in a vial and going back to making potions. What? Of course I want your... yes. Of course, I want your hand back around my throat. Please don't make me say it, Daddy. Fine. I'm a forgetful little slut. And I probably do it on purpose so that you'll banish me. Suddenly, I really don't care about finishing those potions today. Having you come inside me is always much more fun. Thank you, Daddy. Even if I didn't do what I had set out to do when I came in here, this is always much more fun. Besides, I feel that with this proper motivation, We could keep doing this all afternoon until you finally give me what I need and I can go back to my work. Unless you actually came in me as much as I think you have. It might not be as potent, the cum running down my legs right now, but who can really tell in a virility potion? Thank you, Daddy.